Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Kancube. Tonight, we are looking at the alleged abduction and murder of opposition CCC activist Tapfumane Masaya, whose mutilated and decomposed body was found in Cleveland, Harare, yesterday. Masaya was kidnapped by alleged intelligence agents and ZANU-PF supporters on Saturday while campaigning for a parliamentary by-election in Mavugum. We will also talk about the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, expelling 18 CCC legislators today, despite a High Court ruling minutes earlier stopping any further recalls by self-proclaimed CCC Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu. But first, let us take a look at what is happening in the Middle East. Eilat, the southernmost town in Israel, became one of the main hubs for evacuees from areas under rocket barrage from Gaza since the October 7 attacks. Now, the town has become the target of drone and missile attacks, VOA's Natasha Mokovaya reports.
When sirens warn of a rocket attack, residents of Eilat in southern Israel have about 30 seconds to get a shelter. But before a drone crashed into a school last week, there was no siren, just a whirring noise followed by an explosion. Twelve-year-old Gal Harari says most students had already left the building, with about 40 inside for after-school activities.
We were preparing in the past few days. We had a lot of drills, so the students knew what to do. We were lucky that nobody got hurt. It was a real miracle.
The drone, which Israel Defense Forces say came from Syria, damaged the building. There were no injuries.
The Israeli resort city of Eilat was supposed to become a safe shelter for over 60,000 people evacuated from towns and villages in southern Israel that were under rocket attacks from Gaza. Yet this city became target for ballistic missiles fired by Houthi rebels from Yemen and also drones launched from Syria. One of those drones crashed into the elementary school building right behind me.
Gal's mother, Sharon Harari, says she used to tell her daughter the school is the safest place because their family home doesn't have a shelter.
I really thought it was the safest place and that the girls need to go to the routine of studies alongside the war and continue their lives. But unfortunately, it didn't happen because there was no siren and no alert. And if this happened, anything could happen.
She says the conflict is taking its toll on the children.
Even when the kid is not physically hurt, he is psychologically hurt. And the kids here of all ages are scared. They don't sleep at night. They're afraid to go to the restroom by themselves. They're not going to play outside. Even though it looks pastoral with the sea and everything, it's all very pretty and we are trying hard, but we are scared. And if this happened, anything could happen.
Last week, the Israel Defense Forces said its long-range Arrow air defense system intercepted a surface-to-surface missile over the Red Sea, launched toward Eilat. The IDF did not say who was behind the missile, although Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels claimed firing ballistic missiles toward southern Israel. Darin Ray's family is among the survivors of the October 7 attack on kibbutz near Oz by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror organization. One-fourth of the community of 400 were among the victims. At least 20 people were killed and more than 70 kidnapped. She says Hamas was inside her family's home, but couldn't break into the fortified room where she, her husband, and their three kids were hiding, holding the door for 8 hours. The family evacuated to Eilat, which now is being targeted. For the surviving Near Oz members, it will be years before they can return to their kibbutz if they decide to.
There is a plan that we go together to some place with buildings that it's very different from our lives, just for 2 or 3 years. And in the end, we're supposed to come back to the kibbutz after they will fix everything and make it renew. I don't know if I come back. Actually, I want to say that I don't come back because my kids are very scared. And also, me and us, my husband, we promised them all of their life, don't be scared. The soldiers is here. They work here very hard for us, and they will never let something happen.
On October 7th, she says, nobody came. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Eilat, Israel.
Thanks, Natasha, for that report. Back to our main topic, the United States Embassy in Zimbabwe issued a statement today condemning the murder of CCC activist Taphumane Masia, saying the United States is alarmed by the reported abduction and death of an opposition campaign worker in Zimbabwe. We call for a full investigation by the local authorities, peaceful preparations for the December by-election, and an end to political violence. Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and Southern African Human Rights Defenders Network also issued a joint statement saying the Zimbabwean authorities must immediately address the escalating cases of abductions, arbitrary detention, torture, and killing of parliament members, opposition political activists, and human rights defenders. This is a somber atmosphere engulfed the Mapfuku Tafara community today following yesterday's grisly discovery of the decomposed body of Masia, a respected member of the community and bishop who was abducted on Saturday while conducting a door-to-door campaign for his party candidate in the December 9 parliamentary by-elections, Munyaradze Fabian Kufa Akutizim. CCC officials say Masia, a church leader in Mapfuku Tafara, was killed with sharp weapons, likely machetes, judging from the deep cuts discovered all over his body. Munyaradze Fabian Kufa Akutizwi, the Mapfuku Tafara candidate in the December 9 by-election, who was recalled by self-proclaimed CCC Interim Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu, says the community is in shock.
Some people are heartless. Unoraya munhu nge huku kubata kunoponda. Boy suse mwana ataita ndifunguri munhu ye paakanopambwa ndifunguri akatora kana ma hours. I think vakatomuraya within the 5 hours anenge angapedza nani. Boy state yangari even the report yandakanzwa chanjera vakadzika vakabata mabhemba. Pane vakaine mabata stick nemabhemba. Boy vakachekwa miri wese. So some people are so heartless and they cannot understand kuti chii chiri kuitika kuti ingawe nyika here yekuti ngaurayirana nenyaya yeposition.
Mourners have gathered in Mapfuku to stand with the family of the late pastor, with CCC activists vowing to continue the fight for democracy. Activist Mambokadze Fumukazi says they will not be intimidated.
Apa tukona tuku election kwa tukuenda. Election izere kuchishidzirana. Kana ilini izo soku tutara kwa ndukita apano, ndukuto onzu wakuchika. Nekuti tunoramba chingoti tisharowa, tishatorwa. Mune kuchishidzirana kuna kudzorana vanhu mashure. Ashandiro zambi chekuti vangatore havo inini. Asi muno mabvuku election yatapfuura. President wedu vachamisa vakaona 20,000 something votes. Vanhu ivava
vasima. In other news, Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda expelled 18 CCC legislators today despite a High Court ruling minutes earlier stopping any further recalls by self-proclaimed CCC Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu. The ousted lawmakers include 5 senators and 13 members of the National Assembly. One of them is CCC Chief Whip Amos Achibaya, who spoke to Studio 7.
I'm a speaker. I could call my members a CCC. I said, Gani, I'm very cheating us. Tatiku court, ne application, ne interdict. Yokumisa, a speaker, could was a caller. My MPs, counting the parliament, the CCC,
chikonzero chiri chekuti nyaya yedu iri pakati pematare edzimosva ekuona kuti takakukwidza kuti anonzi chavangu kuti tripusi hatidi hatimuzivi saka interdict anga rekuti iyo vanofanira kumisa speaker senate president kuti muchazoita ma recalls kana nyaya yapera kupi kudare reparliament kudare rekoti
kwa rekodi wavanhu vangani
tsano vangani zve vari kulo mune national assembly 13
kuti pai ukairifu sentence kana pane vasara muri kuona kunge kusarudza kurikola vanhu vari kusarudza sei vari kusarudza vanhu vakaita vakatageto
I think regarding nyatso kutsanangura zviri clear so that munyatso capture zvanaka what happened today.
That was recalled opposition CCC chief whip Amos Chibaya. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. For now, we are joined by our guests, Moses Langa, the ZANU-PF Youth Chairman for Matabeleland South, Pasho Raphael Sibanda, the recalled opposition CCC MP for Cowdery Park, and now a parliamentary candidate. And we are also hoping to have Mr. Kalipani Pugeni as well. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. Siqale ngawe laphana Pasho la ngenkathazo lezo sesifona omunye wena sesichiya laphana emabhuku.
Ubuhlungu simadolo nzima kubi obelizwendele leZimbabwe sikhokelwa ngobhinya inyamazana okokuthi sokubulalisa ukuthi isanga lohulumende. So inhliziyo zethu zibuhlungu, imoya yethu iphansi, sasila ntokozo, sasila vuyo ngesehlakalo sokuthi uBishop Safumaneyi ayezithola esebhubhile on account of politics. So kubuhlungu sibili, asina ntokozo, asina vuyo, ikhe ngakusho.
Ye, ngiyabonga. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Moses laphana uyamuza laphana uhle wangena ngokuthi hayi lina abebandla elikhokhelayo yini elilesandla laphana ukubona njani wena laphana?
Kuba nzima ukubana nxa umuntu evele ecabanga ukuthi ibandla lethu leZANU-PF libandla elilwayo elilodlame and I know our president Dr. Ibn Nawaz always preached peace. And the earth is a money dog around the country were practicing peace. The issue of violence or anything that might be done in Zimbabwe, I'm a police, I was a very certain day. I was a very and the was a very perpetrators of violence. Now, I was a very good one, and I know that I'm out of this.
Yeah, Nyabonga, Moses. Yeah, Pasha, we're going to go sibone amanye omunye wenu njalo ungadzore ehlangana lodubo olufanayo nje kusikhathi esedluleyo kodwa kwaba kuhle ukuthi akasafanga njengebandla kuyini elikhayelela ukuthi libe likwenza ukuthi livikele amanye amalunga enu
ngiyabonga umbuzo omuhle. Kodwa ngifisa ukuthi abantu bakithi bekuzwisise ukuthi ukuthunjwa kwabantu, ukuthotshwa kwabantu esilwa nabo laba kupolitiki abakuqalanga lo nyaka. Uzakhumbula ukuthi ngama-80 saba le-Ikurahuni. Uzakhumbula ukuthi ngo-2008 saba le-violence eyiphuma ukuthi long sleeve, short sleeve. Uzakhumbula njalo ukuthi mina lo uPhasho Rafael wakusibanda okhulu ekhulumayo ngo-2019, my house was raided couch party. Uwabo wangu-abjunctwa wachiwe emangcwabeni elifeze saba nama-abjunctions amaningi. So the pattern is the same. And okubuhlungu ukuthi abantu abathumba abantu siyabazi sibabona laphana kodwa lababuhla. Ukuthi thina sizibani njenge-Citizens Coalition for Change, laba bantu babathagisanga i-CPC kuphela kodwa laba bantu bathagise amaZimbabwe. Why sithi bathagise amaZimbabwe? Lo mfo wethu osishiyileyo emavuku uBishop Tafumaneni ufe ngemva kokubana kulontshwe icampaign e-by-election which came as a result of i-illegal recall eyabangelwayo okungekho emthethweni. So this is an attack not only to our party but to the general public ukuthi kungani sekusesabisa ukuthi abantu bengene enkundleni kancintisana. So in my view uma ngingakubeka ngesikhiwa sesiphendukile kwisikhathi sombhukazo eGukurahundi ukuthi kwakusesabisa ukuphikisana leli lilahle. So kungumlando kithi osopolitika kakhulukazi esikuthi Citizens Coalition for Change ekhokhelwa ngu-advocate Nelson Chamisa nakumaZimbabwes wonke abona kufanele ukuthi siphume embusweni lowenzano uyimotho wamlalilizwe wachiya abantu bakithi ngonalotho.
Ngiyabonga laphana. Moses, coming back to you, siyamuza laphana esithi yena hathi kukhanya ngani sekusiba nzima elizweni ukuthi kube lababa le mibono ephikisana lebandla elibusayo. Wena ukubona njani laphana kanye lokuthi nje uphendule akutshileyo ubona njani?
One thing omele sinanzele thina njengabatha njengabantu engikwazi baqeqekile bahambe esikole ukubana i-Zanu-PF government has managed to hold elections since 1980 bethatha uzivuse after ngemva kokungcindezelwa ngabamhlophe laba kubana singazivusi thina njengabantu abangisundu. And akuzange kuthiwe ama-opposition parties ayablokwa to contest any election. And whether they form whatever happens, Zanu-PF government will always allow open space for people to campaign freely and do whatever they want bona. This place is Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe for all. And the government of Zimbabwe, it has always said, peace begins with me, peace begins with all of us. And for him to include issues to do with Kukurahundi, anything, it's above board because I know there's a reconciliation commission which is doing that. So I cannot comment further on that one because those allegations that he has, and I can't comment on them.
Yes, siyabonga Moses. Pasha laphana sike sezwa when ukhuluma laphana you also mentioned recalls and we understand there are 18 people from your party that have been recalled today. How do you view this?
This is an attack on democracy. Where else in the world have we ever seen democratically elected MPs being dismissed through election? It is umuntu ozithi yena ulilunga le-Citizens Coalition for Change singamazi engaziwa ngabantu. Lokho kutshengisa ukuthi eZimbabwe ama-institutions kawahlonitshwa, kutshengisa ukuthi iphalamende kayihlonitshwa, kutshengisa ukuthi i-justice system kayikho, kutshengisa ukuthi i-democracy kayikho. Because I can point you in this platform, where else in the world have you ever seen abantu abakhishwe ephalamende behlale gates? Where else have you ever seen ama-councillors akhishwe ekhanselini
So if you repeat, this is the most denied before our wish. This is the most denied attack on democracy to the people of Zimbabwe. It's painful $5 million in a by-election. Why would they spend $5 million in a by-election as they can have in Waco if Gunyelante Seven Zayo, Amati Holy Marina, Genio, Lamasu, which our Funuti, the funds is by election. It shows Uti Ukulumen, the Sulai, Arakarategi, simply was Avantu, the partner Avantu Zimbabwe. So you will see Nova Imani, Yama taxpayers, Imani Avantu Sejon was in Zimbabwe. He had looking for Jones of my election. Nova Tonke Fias with our records now.
Uthe abebandla leZANU-PF yibo abayenza lokho kodwa bona ngaphambilini nje bake bakuyala besithi ngokwamdeni besithi indaba yomdeni lapho leyi ebandla leTRIPC ungafuna ukuthi usichazisele yini lapho besike sazama ukuthi sibambe ubaba uPhugeni uthi la ebephakathi lapha asazi ukuthi sizakwena lesuthi simbambe na kodwa ukakhathe singasichazisele ukuthi kungaba indaba yomdeni ni kumbe achi lokho kulesandla esiphakade
niyabonga angeke sithi ngiyangikhaya kumbeni yomdeni ngani ngoba ubaba womuzi webandla leshiphi siwa Genoson Chamisa ukubeka ukhulumela egcekeni njengamadola embuzi ukuthi lo muntu ozithi uSG ozithi unobhala jikelele weshiphi sikasimanga. Not only that, always believe Evangel the Citizens Coalition for Change. Esali Sula Womyara always knew Kasila Sikunja Utua with Secretary General. Kasila Genjano. Upanana Utumuta, we are sitting from Sikh primary school. Kasila school, Jesu Jano. Zaziwa, we now have a very good summer record and corner at the corner. You call it one who tip. Take place at the expense of taxpayers' money. And we can't, and we will not allow that.
Ngiyabonga, sesenelisa ukuthi sibambe ubaba uPhugeni. Khaliphani Phugeni is the spokesperson for Sengezo Chabangu, the self-proclaimed Secretary General for TRIPC. Baba Phugeni, siyalambulela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfanele.
Uthe ungena lapha kuhlelo uPhasho bekhuluma lapha esithi hatshi ubona abavumelani la likwenzayo ngoba uthi yena kuyafana nje lokuthi umntwana ukuthi esikolo seprimary kube lo muntu ongena lapha nesithi yena uyenza uform 6 uthi hatshi isikhundla esithiwa ngesikababa uChabangu asikho laphana kubandla. Njalo siyabona lapho ukuthi namhlanje kulabanye abantu abayi 18 elibaxotshisileyo laphana ungenelisa ukuthi ungene laphana usichazele ukuthi are you going to continue with these recalls or this is the end of it? Where are we going?
Manje mtshakazi ngizoba le nkinga. Uyakhumbula last time ngilana ngakutshela ukuthi mina ngithunyiwe ngihlale kuma meetings angithini kodwa ngathinya with the street word ukuthi hayi nalokho bethi ngizithi mina hayi ungawongi ukuthizenta kulawo ma platforms manje uma ngingena uyatsho futhi ukuthi ozithi so kuzoba nzima ukuthi ngimnele nethile ukuthi mabe bemthothoza ngaleyo ndlela hayi ningabi yi-part of it akafuni ukuthi ngimnele so kuzoba nzima ke ukuthi ngimnele ngiphendule yonke le mbuzo ngoba ngingena nje ngingena ngokuthi ukuthi ngikhulumela umnumzana kuthaba ngo-ozithi ungu-SG and yena uthi hhayi wahambe enkantolo besithi akuyena u-SG inkantolo yasuke yachitha so kuzoba nzima ukuthi ngiqhubeke ma abantu bembonisa ngaleyo ndlela ukuthi bona sebethotha ihlangothi kanti kubele ukuthi ngabe banyutrali
ye ngiyakuzwa laphana babaphukeni sikhangele udaba oluphume namhlanje e-High Court lapha bathi khona benelisa ukuthi bamise ukuxotshwa kwamalunga e-CCC kutshoni khonokho kusikhundla sikababa uChabanga
angazi phela mtsakazi ngiyafisa ukuyiphendanse le mbuzo kamele ulungise phela ngoba anti njengoba senza kanje lokhu kuyaphuma ebulenjini namhlanje kusuku kuzobe kulalele khona lokhu babuChabanga bese ngathi mina sengisenza okwami kanti vele into engiyenzayo yona yami anti ngithunyiwe ma umntwana ethunyiwe uyatshelwa umntwana ukuthi hamba kuzohamba kunje kunje kungayenza kanje hhayi wena wenze kanje 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 so kuzoba nzima sibili ukuthi ngiqhubeke ngenkulumo mali ithi olimbiza ngokuthi ozibiza ethu ngoba mina uzothi ma ngifikethi ukuthi mabe ngitheni kuye bengithe mabe ngithothoza ngaleyo ndlela hhayi ungaphi ungangikhulumela angifuni ukuba yi-part of it bese ngisithini.
Hayi siyabonga you heard the partial speaking about the recalls your reaction to his comments.
I wish I was number one the spokesperson of the party or parliament, but I need to kanaka call around. So by then I wish on say I'm not taking some voice, I think asking on them, but you wouldn't want to get out of corner in a monkey or a super team and I'm going to be a government approved as a super team. So I'm not sure that the comment on it meaning like 15 yena sengizikhulumela kwami njengoMoses Langa hayi khona njengomlekisi wabasha ihlobo kumasouth mina ngikhuluma njengoMoses Langa ukuthi bona bazenzile bazenzane bekisha ngakumi engingazi ngoba mingaphi kunzima ngoma ukuthi comment ikona ngithi right or wrong with regards to place in parliament ikubona kwabo but sengivuyela ekuthini yena uthi yena igovernment iprioritize ama-biologies no government is prioritizing bigger projects around even the business now. The American is the only thing that is why I'm in this business. No, that is for such a one and you're falling off in Kuma Mako. A lot of things today, everything in Makaya, that is Dharma Kulimanjo, Dharma Street, RFCC, Dharma Street, BPF, you know what I mean, but Kuma Mako, azakhona ukuhamba yebo yabo kusila yiyenze but igovernment is committed to make this country a better place for everyone and also the vision 2030 kamengameli kekhokhelayo
ye ngiyabonga laphana Moses ye ngiyabonga sorry gentlemen we are out of time and thank you all for joining us that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.